Let's welcome in Rob Zarkos, VP of Soccer Administration for RSL. Rob, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited. I know fans are really eyeing the close of the season, hoping for this playoff push. But what sort of ramifications are there? I know the club RSL moved on from Aaron Mond, sent him to the Vancouver Whitecaps for a third-round pick in 2018. How long of a process was this? And now what are the results that RSL is hoping for with this new sort of addition by subtraction, if you will?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, if you look at our center backs, I mean, we did go through some injury earlier on, but bringing Marcelo Silva in from Spain kind of changed the landscape of our center back situation by addition there. And then, you know, just this season, you know, Aaron did a great job last year. He'd been good for the club, but David Horst had just inched ahead into that third center back spot behind Marcelo and Justin. And the fact of the matter was he was looking at not getting a jersey or playing. So in talking to him, you know, the best thing for him was to get out and start playing again. Vancouver offered that opportunity due to injury. And for us, you know, long-term planning and going forward with Mike's vision and what we're trying to do, it just seemed the best option at this point to give him the opportunity in Vancouver.
For every MLS franchise out there, I'm sure that the same question is asked within their upper management, and that is the fine line between playing young guys and old guys and having a good mix of one
right.
another, because that's, to me anyway, pretty important for success at an organization. When you look at your list right now, is that something that is somewhat familiar to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, guys, we kind of had to dip deep into the youth this year, deeper than we wanted to, just because of the rash of injuries we had at the beginning of the year. And, you know, you can point the finger at what that was. Was it preseason wasn't good enough? Is it something untoward? Or is it just, you know, the voodoo that happens to each team? But we dug deep, deep into our youth. And while we believe in our youth, there also needs to be a progression for the development. So I think we're in a better mix now. If you look at the blend of the team and who we've brought in, we do still have some younger players, but a lot of those, like Albert, you know, Albert has a tremendous experience for his age, and we can blend that with some older guys, with Marcelo, with Nick and Kyle, and then, you know, with Danny getting some opportunities at left back. So I think we're getting better at that balance than we were at the beginning of the year, but I think there was some extraneous and extenuating circumstances that required us to play so much youth.
Has Jefferson Savarino panned out just the way you guys thought he would? Has he exceeded expectations?
Yeah, I'd love to come on here and be like, yeah, we thought he was going to come out and hit out of the park like that. We thought he was good, and our scouts, specifically Dane and Andy, thought he was very good, but he has exceeded all expectations.
Now, the style that you guys have used at various points has changed due to a bunch of different lineup combinations, but certainly against Houston, you guys got a lot of shots on goal. Was that the aggression you think you'll see throughout the latter part of the season now from RSL?
Yeah, you know, with the transition between Jeff and Mike, right, there was a bit, maybe a bit longer than we had hoped. I'd say about 4 to 6 weeks. I'd say the team you're seeing now is Mike Pecky's team. It reflects Mike. It reflects his personality. Blue collar, hard-nosed defending, attacking, visceral and exciting, and I think RSL is going to come back to that, the where we were about 3 or 4 years ago, with some style, with a little harder defensively, a little more blue collar, and that's Mike, and that's the effect that the coach has on a team. And I always tell my guys, you can always tell a culture of a company or any other entity by looking at the boss, and that's no different with the team. And Mike's really got buy-in. He's put his stamp on it. You know, the front office, we're just super excited.
There are 10 games left. You guys are 6 points now out of playoff contention. How many points, if you had to guesstimate, would you expect Real Salt Lake to need to really, really give themselves a good hot shot at making the playoffs this year?
I think we have to win 6 to 7 of those games.
Wow. Okay. And you guys have some decently long travel time ahead of you as well. I mean, when you guys travel as a team, you guys go to D.C., it's on the other side of the country. How big of a challenge is that for the playing group, and what does Mike Pecky do in particular to try and limit the travel experience?
Well, one, I mean, with the number of games, you know, Mike's very straightforward, and the team knows what we have to do, and they need to get it done, and that's what he expects, and it's great because he's through the front door on that, and everybody knows where we stand. On the travel, it was great. We actually got to sit in front of the owner a couple of days ago, me, Craig, and Mike, and you know, in the MLS, we get three legs of charter, so we'll be utilizing at least one of those coming back from the Montreal trip to get the guys back, make sure they can get through customs easier, they don't have to go through Atlanta. So we're doing things to mitigate that through the travel side of it, and then also just training adjustments just to make sure the guys are getting as much rest as possible.
So what are the goals now for the rest of the season? Is it a playoff push here, or is that just not something you can quite mention? Is that trying to bite off too much at this point?
No, we expect to be in the playoffs every year. And if we're not even in our position now, it's a disappointing season. So that's the expectation. And I'm not going to shy away from that, and that's what Mike expects, and that's what the front office expects. I know we're behind the eight ball, and maybe it's naivety, but we expect every year to make the playoffs, and we don't. It's a big deal.
RFK Stadium, which is home to DC United, is just one of three winless road venues for Real Salt Lake. How do Real Salt Lake go about their business this weekend?
I don't know. They said the same thing about Portland, man, and we did that this year. I don't know. I just, like I said, I have this immense amount of faith right now, and that's probably because of Mike. I mean, and it's just there's been a sea change in attitude, and you can feel it around the stadium. You can feel it in the front office. You can feel it with the team. And like I said, I get we're behind the eight ball, but all of us really believe we can make a run, especially with the West this year. It's eating itself. You know, everybody's kind of beating each other up. So I think the guys were prepared. I think training was awesome this week. It was super high intensity, so the guys are fired up. I thought the game last week against Houston was awesome to watch. You know, we just need to finish, and that's kind of the youth coming out.
At what point, Rob, did that faith start really becoming evident? Because, you know, Mike Pecky took over earlier on in the season. I mean, there were definitely growing pains throughout the first two or so months there.
Look, man, for me, it's the printer incident. I'll be honest with you. I walked out of that press conference just jazzed because it felt like everything had come together right then, right? It's Mike's team. He showed his passion. He showed this community what he's about. And since then, I just think everybody's been fired up.
He's Rob Zarkos, VP of Soccer Administration for RSL. Rob, we appreciate you jumping on with us. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rob.